AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House is working on a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to work with the cabinet to oust President Trump from office. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Guy Reisenthaler says such an action would only further divide the House.
We're here debating a partisan issue, a partisan resolution that will only further divide us.
Vice President Pence, in a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, says he will not try to use the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. He wrote it would not be in the best interest of the nation or consistent with the Constitution, and that it was time to unite our country as we prepare to inaugurate President-elect Joe Biden. The House, absent any action by Pence and the cabinet, will take action to impeach Trump tomorrow. At least three Republicans are joining with the Democrats in the House, including Liz Cheney, who is ranked third in the GOP leadership. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump continues to blame others for last week's attack on the Capitol.
What Trump did today, blaming others for what he caused, is a pathological technique used by the worst of dictators. Trump causes the anger. He causes the divisiveness. He foments the violence and blames others for it. That is despicable.
A group of moderate House Republicans has introduced a resolution to censure President Trump for his role in last week's attack on the Capitol and for attempting to unlawfully overturn the 2020 presidential election. The group says they believe Democrats' push to impeach the president for a second time is unrealistic and would likely result in acquittal by the Senate. Instead, they say they believe the House and Senate should censure Trump so Congress can unite to hold the president accountable. This is AP News. The Minneapolis police officer who had his knee on George Floyd's neck will have a separate trial.
A former Minneapolis police officer who held his knee to the neck of George Floyd will be tried separately from the three other former officers accused in his death. That's according to an order filed today that cites limited courtroom space due to COVID-19 restrictions. Derek Chauvin will stand trial alone in March, while the other three officers will be tried together in the summer. Judge Peter Cahill explained it's impossible to comply with COVID-19 physical restrictions given how many lawyers and support personnel that four defendants say would be present. Prosecutors disagreed with the judge's decision to split the trials. I'm Shelley Adler.
The government's plan to carry out its first execution of a female inmate in nearly 70 years has been put on hold, and two other executions scheduled for this week were halted because the inmates tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.